Between 2012 and 2013, I interviewed 23 people. Artists, choreographers, performers, dramaturgs, producers, and thinkers. Some of these people are involved in institutions, such as universities and arts organisations. Others work independently. All of them are actively engaged in thinking about contemporary performance, both across the fields of visual arts, theatre and dance, and in the interstices between. I asked them to talk about ethics, what it is and how it applies to performance. Over 8 podcasts, we explore what ethics has to do with performance and how it applies to audiences, communities, forms of knowledge and labour relations. This first podcast introduces the idea of ethics as a daily practice and philosophical inquiry. In order of appearance, you will hear Craig Cooper, Louise Tu'u, Val Smith, True Paraha, Becca Wood, Alexa Wilson, Alison East, Sally Barnett, David Cross, Stephen Bain, Moana Nepia, Mark Harvey, Sean Curran, Brent Harris, Chris Braddock, Carol Brown, Sally Morgan, Alice Longley, Mark Jackson, and Rose Martin, responding to my question.
What is your understanding of the concept of ethics? What do you think?
Someone
says the word ethics,
either just in general life or in relation to performance. And I was like,
kind of
a biggie.
Yes.
It is a biggie.
That's an understandable response. Yeah. That's an interesting question, which I sort of had almost been thinking about and almost intended to think about before I came here.
Obviously, it's not something I've thought a lot about. But to me, I guess ethics is like the rules by which you live your life and you believe is the right way to live your life, I guess I would see them in those terms.
My understanding of ethics, for me, is that I make something with values that I will be able to go home and have a good sleep with. So I won't, I will act within my set of values. That's my understanding of ethics.
When I think about ethics and an ethical approach to making or even just generally in life, it sort of brings up ideas around values and principles and what it sort of gets into the territory when I first start thinking about it of what's okay or not okay, what's maybe even good or bad, but I was thinking of it as reflecting community understandings of values and principles, considerations, terms of harm, maybe.
Yeah, we were talking about this recently, I say we, myself and some friends, and it's one of those words for me that I don't, it's like, you know, when you discover a word when you're reading a book and you've always known what it means, but in order to define it, you're just struggling to try and give it a definition. So it's more a feeling thing. In terms of how I engage with and interact with the other and what considerations I make towards the other and how we negotiate that engagement within a particular space and within a certain context. That's generally how I look at it in terms of on an artistic level. So I'm thinking about how I engage with, I suppose, different people who participate in my work and whose work I participate in. Maybe at a deeper level, I think it's to do with values. How your differing values and modes of behaving and ways of being in the world are negotiated so that people feel respected and safe and, but also challenged to see multiplicity of perspectives outside of your one or your many, whatever they may be.
I mean, I think of ethics as kind of a responsibility. Maybe in relation to my own practice, actually, a responsibleness to your environment or to the world, and that could mean to place or to community or to each other, or so it's sort of a responsiveness.
The process in which people are treated in any kind of context, could, you know, within employment or, in this case, audiences, performers, and the consideration or respect around people's rights and their, just infringement of their rights being, or being protected, in a capacity that's kind of consensual with some respect, I guess.
Whether one's an ethnographer or a choreographer or a, you know, scientist, ethical practice is about not shitting on people when you're working with them.
To me, is around responsibilities, really, for various parties to themselves and to the people that they work with in their community. And, you know, and obviously in a performance situation, it's to other members of their cast or team, and also to their audience. And I guess it would be looking at when, in a performance context, you know, the material and subject matter and all of that stuff, how that affects, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, and how do we manage that.
So the kind of idea of responsibility, actually kind of a determining of what is responsible.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And who is responsible for what? So at what point, you know, do the audience need to make choices for themselves about what they're happy with, and at what point does that sit with the performer? The artist.
Ethics is so much about a kind of covenant or a convention, set of codes, whatever, however you want to describe it, that relates to the interaction between myself as the performer, or a performer who's my proxy with an audience, and the terms of engagement by which that happens. So I think the difficult question really is, at what point does performance begin to tip over into ethically problematic or dubious areas? Because I think that's the key question. Yeah.
I would say that ethics is not about law, and it's not about morals per se, but it's about things that we collectively agree on, whether that's spoken or not.
I prefer to use the word tikanga. Tika being correct or appropriate in Māori, maybe understood as values and best practices. Some of them are understood by a community, and in a Māori context, a lot of that's determined through customary practices, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's fixed and inflexible, but that appropriate procedures are followed in order to maintain and protect the interests of the people concerned.
One value system might be a kind of humanist one, I suppose, where it's, you know, is it going to be for the good of the people involved, or it could be the animals involved or the environment or what have you. So, and as constructed as it all is, and as our as problematic as a lot of it is, especially when you've got different groups of people with different value systems, and definitely in relation to performance contexts and public performance contexts, you know, one person says one thing, but you've always got, you know, the difference of what it is. It isn't that, but it isn't that either, and that there's a kind of movement between meaning all the time, and it's so slippery. But at the same time, I like to believe that there are ethics that I like to stick to.
How the ethics might take shape in terms of a framework for making judgments or decision making, or that's what moral dilemmas are, I suppose, then that is very much connected to the thinking of which how I am understanding my experience of the world. So the thinking that I'm aligning to in terms of how I, so if I accept my, or if I default to, say, a conventional sort of being in the world whereby, you know, science is true and we can communicate and my identity is set, then I think we have the ethics that we call upon in terms of our political understanding, our structuring of society, our involvement with religion. I think we have the circumstance that we arise in now. And so, in a way, you become the ethics that the thinking of how experience unfolds, you become the ethics that allows.
Yeah.
There is a certain set of you know, the problem or the process gives you the problem and the answer. It creates the kind of the framework in which and prescribed within that is the limits of the action. But I think about a default or a conventional sort of approach to an ethical thought. I'm not suggesting that that's all that's there. So when we discuss questions of that are important to people in terms of rights and equity and freedom and sort of an ability to act, to be self-determining, then I think that well, there's kind of two conversations happening here, but I feel like those sort of the big issues generally, because they demand communication and they demand kind of activity within a shared realm, that they reenact a certain understanding of the world, a representing or a sort of an identity based being in the world. And so the ethical sort of framework that kind of creates is maybe the more conventional one and a default positioning, largely because it has of its generalizing impetus. We're going to share it, and we're going to establish points of pervasive understandings. Whereas, in and amongst that, I think there lie just untold alternative actions, and that each one produces an ethical question at its appearance as it arises, And so I suppose then that starts to head to me towards some sort of understanding of a singular, if you start to approach experiencing as being something that is not a generalized or a set, an established thing, that it's underway or that it's singular or that it's your experience is considered in a different way, then each of those offers a different ethic.
In terms of my interest in Levinas, I mean, ethics has already happened prior to the point where I get to say that I'm me or that I'm Brent. And so ethics is a kind of exposure to otherness prior to the subject, or but also that it kind of interrupts any kind of sense of autonomy.
I understand ethics to be a personal and social orientation towards modes of moral conduct within society. And so this would be true or false claims, legal, illegal claims, moral justice issues. Okay. And so ethics as it stems from the Greek word ethos, would have to do with character. So ethics has something to do with the substrata of somebody's character, and the nature of my or our behaviour within a particular social context. That's how I'd understand ethics. However, there's an important distinction to be made between ethics and moral behaviour.
Mm.
Because ethical behaviour can fall outside our feelings and our subjective responses and against what is socially normative or acceptable behaviour. So the Nazi regime, for example, is an example of if I abided by the law within that regime, I wouldn't have acted ethically. So ethics can be divorced from systems of moral law and judgment,
mm.
which makes the study of ethics more philosophical than the study of morality for me.
So I think whereas morality might stand it set outside the self as a kind of external set of rules, parameters within which human behaviour and conduct occurs, ethics feels like something interpersonal and in some ways negotiated between individuals. I don't see it as a rule. I see rules in the same way. Mm. And it's the responsibility of each individual, in a sense, to determine what is ethical in relation to that situation. So I would say it's situation specific, and it's specific to the individuals engaged in the activity.
How often in daily life do normal people talk about the difference between morality and ethics? You know, and if morality is a kind of one of them, and I don't know which sometimes, is culturally fluid. You know, the notion of what is moral is something that is time specific and culture specific,
And I suppose there is an argument that ethics might sort of sit above that, but that is a question for a scholar of philosophical ethics, you know. Where it's used, where it's been used, is in a kind of, you know, an idea there's a clear sense of right and wrong and about harm to others. And usually harm to others is something that sort of goes beyond local moral tastes. I mean, most societies have clear rules around harm to others and responsibility. And I think the other issue is, as these things are fluid, where does the notion of harm end? You know, if somebody's a wee bit offended because they don't like orange and green together,
or nudity,
or whatever. Is that the same as actually a severe ethical breach? Which, you know, in animal experimentation, one could clearly point to something and say this is an ethical breach. These animals have been treated inhumanely. You know, there are clear lines. Once you start applying it to art, you get into this whole area of, as I say, almost moral taste.
You confuse them, actually. And I think in a sort of so-called westernised liberal democracy, we have to be careful not to presume that a kind of ethical stance is tied up with some sort of moral obligation, but actually this ethics is a constantly negotiated set of conditions around which behaviour and relationships and subjectivity arises, basically. Mm. Yeah, and yeah. That's very determined by the individuals and their own ethical standpoints, I think.
I've made works where people have been injured. I've made a number of works where people have been injured. I've made a number of works where people have been traumatized by the experience of the work in one way or another. And I think on one level you could argue ethically that I have breached a certain kind of covenant around my responsibility as an artist to an audience member. And I think where this is extremely difficult is that there is such a broad spectrum of people's skills, strengths, capacities, emotional fragilities, that when you're making work that you want to really press home in an audience member a level of self-reflexivity that they had not expected or they were maybe not prepared for, which is definitely what my work is trying to do, then you're going to run the gauntlet of a very uncertain line between what might be ethically viable. And again, how we define that is really complicated, but you know, somebody could argue that I've infringed upon their well-being in a particular way without securing consent to do so.
To my mind, a big role of the arts and the performing arts is to challenge the rules and the norms and the accepted truths of a society. So many times that's going to mean that in the artificial world that you create on the stage, you're going to do unethical things. The performers are going to act in unethical ways in the context of the world they've created. And it's for that very reason that you want to be able to, in that special context, create a world where you can challenge what are the rules. And not every performance needs to do that, and you know, it's we're all familiar with, you know, the sort of theatre that does do that, and we don't need that sort of theatre all the time. I mean, I'm quite happy to go and see, you know, a nice light piece of entertainment, but not all the time. Sometimes I do want to be challenged, so I think that's part of the exciting kind of, you know, range of things you can go and see. But yeah, I do, you know, fundamentally I do think that's the role of the arts, is to allow a conversation with the norms of society.
What Agamben talks about, the coming community, you know, the ethics of performance and the coming community is part of an ethics in a sense, to draw attention to those sorts of restrictions and pay attention to how we are becoming more and more circumscribed by certain power structures that inhibit our mobility and our ability to to move and to express ourselves, you know.
I think there's different uses of the term ethics. So, for example, I was recently with a group of dance scholars from around the country, and we were deciding on a conference theme. And the whole staff of Auckland University, which is the largest dance study staff in the country, we'd all said that something that ethics should be in the title, because we thought that it linked across teaching, pedagogy, performance, research, ethnography, you know, it kind of is one of these things that can link to lots of things, but there's critical discussions that can bring things in common. All the other people around the table said, no, ethics is a given. It's obvious that we all want to be ethical in our practices. We're all ethical in our practices. It's irrelevant to talk about ethics as a conference thing. And I was really quite amazed that they didn't really think of ethics as something that was always up for questioning, a kind of particular slant of research.
Interesting.
So they thought of ethics as like being like a good person, or like thinking about people, rather than a branch of philosophy in which any position can be questioned and looked at from another way.
It's not to say that risk management is a lesser concern than a broader question of ethos or ethics. But risk management takes up a different space of engagement than many of the questions that, philosophies of ethics might raise. And risk management concerns primarily the responsibility of an agent to participants in their agency, and the responsibility of the agent themselves to themselves, and the responsibility of the agent to the, in this case, as in a university, to the institution in which they are performing.
I have more specific ethics understandings in the sense that I think of the procedures that we here in this institution go through. And so I suppose the big broad picture I have of ethics is something that I suppose has been informed and developed through my own history, experiences and ways of working, whereas the other side of how I understand ethics is informed by fill out this form, go through this procedure, what is your research method, aims, blah blah blah, all that sort of stuff, and the process. So I see that they're two different approaches that are intersected and interwoven. But when someone says ethics to me, straight away I think of both of them. And had I not been in an institution like this, I possibly wouldn't have even known that that other process exists.
It's impacted on artists in academia in a particular way, because most universities have ethics committees, and so probably the first moment you think about the your work and ethics and put them in the same sentence, in other than a kind of musing sort of internal way, is when you're confronted with, does this project have to go to the ethics committee or not? And that's where those thoughts, you know, most of my thoughts have been marshalled for probably at least 12 years, probably a little longer.
That's the thing, maybe it's only by doing it that now I am very conscious of that, going into any research project, any situation that might bring up those ideas.
To preempt the ethical parameters of a project is a very dangerous territory. To establish an ethical kind of framework that we can assess its viability prior to the work happening, for me, is again attached to the futility of sort of conventional research. So I for me, it's a complete waste of time. So the ethical process of kind of assessing the viability of a project in terms of its ethical standards is an imposition of the ethical sort of the familiar ethical sort of framework with which we've adopted to and chosen to sort of subsist within. If we're going to judge something as ethical, then there exists a sort of a shared understanding of what that is. And for me, that's deeply conservative to have to arrive at that position. And I'm happy with that. That's okay, because it's, I think anything else is very precarious, or it needs to be cautiously approached if you're going to espouse something else.
And so when you look at ethics committees and the application process and the evaluation of projects, what is primarily the concern is looking at risk with respect to participants' engagements, with respect to the applicant and with respect to the university, and mitigating risks. Not eliminating risks necessarily, but mitigating them. In the sense that there are some risks that are what you might call low level, and there are some risks that are life-threatening. Life-threatening risks you don't mitigate so much as you try and eliminate.
You could take lots of people that have done things that people consider profoundly unethical looking back, and they would have their own ethical argument for why what they were doing was right.
Mm.
Most of the time people think what they're doing is right, even when
yeah.
that thing could be damaging to other people. And I think a lot of the time ethics, yeah, a really interesting part of ethics is that we don't intend to damage or wound or cause any kind of emotional or psychological or physical violence. We intend to do something great.
I think it's always there. I think, I think I really can't view the process of making art without being ethical or being accountable to something, because I think particularly in my line of work, it's always about presenting to other people, you know, of having a live performance. So that if I don't take that into consideration, then I'm being irresponsible. Sometimes it's, you know, you can get away with stuff because it's performance, but then there are other things that are just like, well, nah, that's really wrong. Like,
yeah.
And why is it wrong?
Where I find ethics most interesting is in its kind of primary study as a philosophical term about the nature of my behaviour as an individual and within community.
Precisely that sense of an ethos, or what constitutes one's fundamental understanding of one's responsibility to oneself and to others, over and above any kind of regulative or juridical mechanism that defines what your appropriate conduct must be. Over and above and outside of those frameworks for appropriate conduct that are prescribed, what does one fundamentally understand as one's disposition in one's practice or in one's agency? And to me, that in a sense is really crucial for kind of researchers, performers, for those who engage in any way with participants, to have a developed understanding or reflexive understanding of. Because then it's not so much a case of saying, what can I do or can't do within the prescription of a regulatory mechanism or normative framework or acceptable standards, but what would I fundamentally see as my responsibility to the other?
Mm.
And hence that for me is the ground or the fundamental framework whereby those other mechanisms, those other kind of normative or regulatory mechanisms themselves need to be approached. And they can be approached in terms of the renovation of those mechanisms, and it's probably on the basis of some very considered thinking of that notion of one's ethos and responsibility that you can begin to approach, say, university ethics committee protocols, or professional ethical committee protocols, or the normative frameworks whereby acceptable behaviour is considered, as arenas for contestation. And this, for me, is extremely important for performance artists, because performance artists very often are concerned with contestatory frameworks for normative and appropriate ways in which one regulates oneself. And that puts enormous onus, I think, not on them negotiating what are the the juridical structures or legal structures whereby one can act, but what fundamentally is my understanding of responsibility for the other, which means a responsibility for alerting the other precisely to the relationship, if I can be psychoanalytic for a sec, the relationship between desire and the law. Okay.